Today on Impact for Living, founder, sports and business leader, and pastor Scott Whitaker will challenge you to reach your God-given potential and impact, which you were created to have with and for Jesus Christ in the world. Now, here's Scott with today's message.
This morning, I want to read from Paul's letter to the believers in Rome, Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And I'm reading out of two different translations. First, out of the New American Standard Bible. Paul writes this, "And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose." And then out of Romans 8:28 again, but this time the New Living Translation, Paul says this, very similar. "And we know that God causes everything to work together for the good of those who love God and are called according to his purpose." The last phrase in both those translations, "and are called according to his purpose," simply means that we have taken that leap of faith and trusted that God sent Christ for us, that he died on the cross for us, that the tomb is empty, that he is raised to eternal life, and we believe that and we confess him with our hearts. So the first part of that, Romans 8:28, is this, "and we know that God causes all things," or everything, "to work together for good to those who love God." Last week, we paused to remember the events of September 11, 2001, 21 years ago. But we also paused to reflect on not only those memories and memories of the important people in our lives, but the important people who are now in our lives and the things which God has entrusted to us in our lives. The week before, we embraced a lesson from the life and the sufferings and the attitude of hope from Holocaust survivor Viktor Frankl, who wrote the book Man's Search for Meaning. And in that, he reminded us that even though we can't control the circumstances that we face in our lives, we can always control our attitude toward them. And our eternal relationship with God should provide us with an attitude to be able to deal with whatever circumstances we face with an attitude of hope, an attitude and approach to each day which believes that God is always at work for good in every moment of our time here on earth as we look to our eternal future with him, with God. Our glass is not just half full, but it's full and ready to flow over the edge. And that is reinforced not only by our past experiences with God, but when we lean into God, draw close to God, allow him to draw us close, and we lean into his word, seeing that all that he wants, all that he does and plans for my life and yours is for our good. For example, in John chapter 10, verse 10, Jesus says that I came so that you might have life and have it more abundantly with me. In the book of James, Jesus' half-brother James writes in chapter 1, verse 17, that every good and perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of the heavenly lights, who does not change like shifting shadows. And then in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 11, Jesus shares that, hey, you, look, even though you are evil, you're not like me or like my Father, even though you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask him? And again in Matthew 6, verse 26, Jesus assures us of his desire for good for us with these words, look at the birds. They don't plant or harvest or store food in barns, for your heavenly Father feeds them. And aren't you far more valuable to him than they are? And as we read when we began, the Apostle Paul, beaten, shipwrecked, jailed, not enough food, not a place to stay so often, reminds us that in all things, not just some things, all things, God works for the good of those who love him. God wants good for you. God wants good for me, for us. He wants us to have an abundant life with him, a life beyond anything we can imagine with him. That doesn't mean, though, that everything will work out exactly as we want it to or as we hope it will. It doesn't mean that whatever you and I are involved in or striving for will necessarily result in a win with a big W on whatever scoreboard we're looking at. But it does mean that God has promised to work everything we go through, everything we experience into his overall plan for us, a plan that is always, always for our ultimate good. It won't necessarily be what we define as good, but it will be what God defines as good. And I'll bet that God's good for us has the potential of being a whole lot better than any good that we can think of. At least I know it's a whole lot better than any good that I can come up with. God is with us, has been where we've been, and promises to use everything eventually for our good, even though we may not fully see that at the moment. Our job along the way is to lean into Him, to draw closer to Him, to love God, to believe and follow His will and His plans for our lives. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord in Jeremiah 29:11. Plans to prosper you, Scott, not to harm you. Plans for hope and your future. What has happened to you recently that you would say is bad or that seemed bad or at least didn't feel good? How do you ultimately know that it was bad or wasn't good? What if you laid the template of God's promise in Romans 8:28 that we read a moment ago up against that? And we know that God causes all things, everything, not just a few things, to work together for good to those who love God. What if you laid that template against whatever happened to you? Would it still be bad what happened? I read a story, which I've shared with some of you before, of an old African folktale about a king and his friend who grew up together and did everything together. The king's friend had a saying, and in every circumstance he saw or was involved in, he would always say, "This is good. This is good." One day, the king and his friend were hunting together, as they usually did, and his friend loaded the gun for the king and handed the gun to the king. But when the king fired the gun, it exploded, blowing off the king's thumb. As always, his friend said, "Yep, you guessed it, this is good." But the king didn't appreciate that, became very angry at his friend in a lot of pain with blood spurting all over the place. He shouted, "This is not good." And when they returned, the king had his friend thrown into prison. A year later, when the king was out hunting again, this time without his friend who was still in prison, the king was captured by cannibals. He was taken to their village, tied at the stake, ready to be cooked for their evening meal. The king thought to himself, "This is not good." But just before the fire was lit, one of the cannibals saw that the king's thumb was missing. Well, according to that tribe's tradition, they would not eat anyone who wasn't whole, who had some parts missing. So they untied the king and set him free. When the king realized that it was his missing thumb that had saved his life, he remembered his best friend, whom he had sent to jail and had him released from jail immediately. He said to his friend, "You were right. It is good that my thumb was blown off. I'm so sorry for sending you to jail. That is not good, what I did." To which his friend responded, no, this is good." The king was puzzled and asked, "What do you mean, this is good? I sent you to jail for a year." But his friend reminded him, "This is good. This is good because if I hadn't been in jail, I would have been hunting with you when you were captured by the cannibals. And my thumb is not missing." None of us, at least not me, are smart enough to always know, if we ever will, what's truly good for us and what's bad for us. So what have we gone through lately? What have you gone through lately? Hopefully not the loss of a thumb like the king. Maybe we've lost a game, or got fired from a job, or went through all the uncertainty around thinking that we might be fired from our job. Maybe we've experienced a financial loss, or we're wondering where the next paycheck would come from, or enough to meet expenses. Or maybe a relationship has ended. Maybe a family tragedy has occurred, or an illness has returned, and we've lost a member of our family, and heartache is way too much for us to withstand. In the midst of whatever we're going through or what happens to us, remember God's promise that ultimately He will work out everything we go through for good. It may not be soon. It might not work out like we think it should or how we want it to. Suffering will still bring pain and loss and sorrow. And Jesus did tell us that we will experience trouble in this world. But he also said to take heart because he has overcome the world. Good will be what God says is good. His good for our lives will be better than any good that we can come up with God at work in our lives, ensuring that even in the midst of mistakes and tragedies and disappointments and failures and losses and heartaches and anything else which might hit and at that moment seem bad, with God at work, we will be able to say, this is good. This is good. And we can have that confident, not arrogant or naive, but confident and bold approach to each of our days and to step out into each of our days, knowing that God promises that no matter what we face, what happens to us, he is still there. He is always at work for our good, for the good of those who love him, who have asked him into our lives, to follow him and believe that Christ was raised to life from the tomb for you and for me, to eternal life. We may not see the good now. We may not see it in 2 weeks or even a year from now. Maybe not until we look back from eternity one day. But ultimately, we will see that God works out all things for the good of those who love him. That's his promise to you and to me. The key for us in whatever we go through, whatever we face, or wherever we find ourselves, is to keep our focus on him, to lean into him, to follow his will for our lives, to trust the one who can always be trusted and continue to be with him and lean into him and follow his will. So why not step out today and every day with a holy boldness and quiet confidence grounded in our God? Stop and think about that for a moment. Just step into the next hour, the next morning, the next afternoon, knowing that God, no matter what happens, that ultimately God's going to work it out for good. Wouldn't that give us, and shouldn't that give us a boldness, a confidence that continue to just step out, to move forward, doing the best that we can do, aligned with what we think he wants us to do in our lives, and knowing that he's going to be there and continue to work in our lives and work out everything for good. Believing and knowing that whatever happens, no matter how good or how bad it seems at the time, God, as Paul says, will cause all things to work together for good to those who love him, as only God can do. So, when things seem not so good, maybe even bad, we press on and just wait and see and trust, knowing God is still and always will be at work in our life. Let me pray for us. Father, thank you for all you do for us and with us. Thank you for this reminder, but your Lord, it's always there. You're always telling us this. You're always showing us this. You've proven it before. So Lord, we're going to lean into you. We're going to follow your will for our lives. We know that you want the very best for us, an abundant life, life beyond anything we can imagine with you always. We're going to move forward knowing that no matter what we face, no matter what we go through, no matter what circumstances we confront, that you, we are going to move forward boldly with a confidence, not an arrogance, but a confidence knowing that you've got us and are going to work through it with us and ultimately work it all out for our good. So thanks for loving us, and especially thank you for sending your son. Wow, that was good. That was so good for us, for our eternal life. Thanks for loving us, and it's his precious name we pray. Amen and amen.
We hope that Scott's message today has challenged and encouraged you. Thank you for being with us, and be sure to join Scott and Impact for Living next week for another faith-filled message focused on God's plan and purpose for your life.